This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History. From memes to movements, see how this powerful online community shapes culture and society. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Osea. The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Designed to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent, a blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin, will transport you to sun-kissed summer days. Get ready for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.
I'm Philip from Brooklyn. The Sound of Young America is an independent production supported by listeners like me. If you'd like to support the show like I did, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. About a month or so ago, we went on a little trip to the East Coast. We visited Philadelphia and New York City, and we had a blast both with The Sound of Young America and the Monsters of Podcasting. The Sound of Young America live programs featured some really amazing music, and that's what this podcast is all about. A couple of good friends in New York City came by to see us, Andrew W.K. and Nellie Mackay. Plus, in Philadelphia, we met the Spinto Band, a Delaware-based indie rock group that were absolutely wonderful and just the sweetest fellas you could ever meet. So, coming up in just a minute, Andrew W.K. and the Spinto Band. But first, let's hear from Nellie Mackay in a track from her new album, a tribute to Doris Day, called Normal as Blueberry Pie. Here's Nellie Mackay and the Aristocrats with Close Your Eyes.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Your head on my shoulders and sleep. Close your eyes. I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. This is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes? rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes. I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. This is divine. Music playing. Something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday. And love will be our guide. So close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes? Close your eyes. 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 Close your eyes.
Nellie Mackay performing a song from her brand new album, Normal as Blueberry Pie. It's a tribute to Doris Day that calls upon Nellie's prodigious talents as a singer and a pianist and, I guess you could say, a charmer. Let's get back to another performance from Nellie Mackay and her band, The Aristocrats. This one is The Very Thought of You.
One, two, three, two, two. Of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen, and foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything, the mere idea, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go. Just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Nice. Thank you.
Nellie Mackay and the Aristocrats playing a song from her new album, Normal as Blueberry Pie, the song The Very Thought of You. We'll be back with Andrew W.K. in just a second on The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org. Max FunCon is an annual convocation of awesome, hosted by me, Jesse Thorne, and MaximumFun.org. You can spend a weekend in beautiful Lake Arrowhead, California, enjoying classes and shows from some of our favorite past Sound of Young America guests. This year, we'll have Jonathan Colton, Casper Hauser, Maria Bamford, Mark Maron, Al Madrigal, Jimmy Pardo, Andrew W.K., and more. Registration for Max Fun Con just opened, but beds go fast. Visit MaximumFun.org for more information and registration.
Production of The Sound of Young America is underwritten in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered. Online at ask.metafilter.com.
Welcome back to The Sound of Young America. I am your host, Jesse Thorne. You know, we have a few people on this program who are always welcome, no matter what they're up to. And my next guest, Andrew W.K., is one of them. He's got a brand new show on the Cartoon Network, believe it or not, called Destroy, Build, Destroy, where he leads teams of 13, 14-year-olds in blowing something up, then building something out of the pieces that are left, then blowing the thing that they've built up. It's really kind of a fantastic show. He's also got a brand new record album of piano improvisations, which stand in stark contrast to most of his past work, which has been party anthems, which often have the word party in them, like his hit song Party Hard. Anyway, I spoke with Andrew live on stage at WNYC in New York City, and he also played a few songs for us. Let's get to the interview.
Hi, Andrew.
Now, I want to ask you a little bit about getting between the early days of your music career and now. You put out this EP that had these kind of intense trillion tracked super rock and roll songs, and you signed a major label record contract, and you know you had a hit record and made a Kit Kat commercial and stuff, and. It seemed like between making that, it's okay, you can make faces or anything. Andrew's the most stoic I've ever seen Andrew in my entire life.
To be honest, I've never worn sunglasses before on a radio show. And I didn't want to say anything about it, and I was hoping you wouldn't ask about it, and you didn't. But just the fact that you referred to my appearance, my composure, someone listening to the radio would have no idea.
Right. So we should know. You have a sort of a vaguely RoboCop like.
All right, you know what? Let's just start over. The reason I wore these, the whole everything I just said, just scratch it.
Okay.
I mean,
fair enough.
That was all part of a sponsorship. There's several things going on. One, I got my nose broken about 3 days ago.
Okay, so you got to wear sunglasses.
Well, I have a black eye.
Oh.
And one of my eyes is a little swollen. So it's the bright lights I noticed when I came earlier for sound check, it was actually quite bright in here. In addition, I've been working with Oakley and working towards a sponsorship with them. And
working towards.
Well, they like to see you make an effort on your own,
right? And then show some initiative.
I'm sure they'd be very pleased with that response right there. But it's true, and I've generally not worn sunglasses. I had an old friend of mine who said, if you go into a place, you got to make sure you're wearing your sunglasses and you can't take them off. If you go in without wearing them, then you can't put them on. So right now I'm kind of torn between that because when I came in, I couldn't see the number of the address, and I had to check that we were at 44 Charlton Street, and then it was almost too late. So right now I'm kind of embarrassed about the whole appearance in general and not being on your show, but just embarrassed about the circumstances.
It's also, but additionally, it's embarrassing to be on my show.
But I want to harness that embarrassment and really use it for the entertainment value.
So... Andrew, you have this amazing attitude that is reflected in your records, and you've even you've started doing sort of motivational seminar speeches type of thing. You've started giving talks.
I've been speaking, yeah. It's sort of like doing interviews like this, except there's not another person there on the stage, and I just have to fill up that other time where you would be talking.
What are the times when it's most difficult for you personally to take that perspective, to take that kind of never say die, you know, suck the juices out of life perspective?
Well, actually, the day before yesterday, I was in Columbia, South Carolina, where the University of South Carolina is, and I did a lecture there. And they had set up a beautiful stage, but the stairway to get onto the stage was on the opposite side of the entryway, the doorway from backstage into the ballroom. And it was a beautiful setup. I got to say again, they put some artificial plants around the podium. They had set a chair next to the podium for me to sit on. And I was sort of perplexed by the combination of the reverse stairway, the empty podium, and those plants. And I thought, well, this is going to...
Anybody would have been.
I was just sort of looking at my surroundings, taking them in advance. I had a sound check, much like I did today. So everything I've done so far has been planned based on that sound check. You kind of map out what you're going to do. And you want it to come off as spontaneous. So eventually, when I was planning tonight, the script, so to speak, the subconscious banter I would go into, I figured at some point, maybe towards the middle, I would talk about how I had planned the earlier part of the show. And that's where we arrived at right now. And the rest I'll just sort of freeform, I guess.
Andrew, you've been giving motivational talks lately. And I wonder, when is it most difficult for you to have that sort of never say die, suck the juices of life attitude?
Well, actually, 2 days ago, I was in Columbia, South Carolina, doing a lecture at the University of South Carolina. And on the way there, I'd kind of fallen into a bad mood because I'd been traveling for, 12 hours straight. I flew from London to South Carolina, and there was something about the shift in atmosphere between the Heathrow Airport and the Columbia Airport. And I tried to not be judgmental, but I found myself commenting on the look of people. And in London, it was Fashion Week, or they were about to get ready for Fashion Week, so there was a lot of people wearing all black. A lot of people had recently polished their shoes, much like I see yours. They had that sort of matte but consciously glossy finish on them, and I was enjoying the time and the care that people had put into their presentation. And when I got to Columbia, South Carolina, I thought that people were very relaxed about their presentation. And there was a lot of waistbands that had, I don't want to say, gone past a certain threshold, but there wasn't as much of a streamlined approach. And I thought, now how can I be judging the folks of South Carolina, the folks of the United States of America, for being a little more full-figured? But it really just didn't look as good at that moment. And I was tired from traveling, and I started to judge them.
And that was one of the times when it was...
Yeah, when I was in a bad mood, so...
It seemed...
I mean, I don't feel proud about it, but at the end of the day, it was kind of fun. What can I say? I got to assume about people before I had spoken to them, and then a gentleman had a seizure in line, and that kind of sort of snapped me out of the whole thing. I thought, well, hey, thank goodness at least I don't have that affliction. And then, I made my way here.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say, thank goodness he had a seizure.
Well, I wasn't happy that he had the seizure for his sake or my own, but if I could pull something good out of it, which sometimes that's what the mindset comes down to. Whatever situation you're in, if it starts to feel painful, like it did for me, making judgments about how people look, if it starts to feel uncomfortable or painful or depressing, find something to pull you out of it. And by the grace of God, this guy had a seizure, and it pulled me out of that bad mood. Maybe he really did, and I think he was Russian as well, because they had called down for a translator. He couldn't communicate. He was trying to explain to them he's having a seizure, and all he could say was it was extremely intense, and
fair enough. And so it ends. How long have you been playing piano? Your new album is Piano Improvisations. Was it your first instrument?
It was the first instrument I learned how to play, and I took lessons for the first 10 years or so between age 4 and 14, really. And then I spent the last 15 years after that trying to undo those lessons and return to that state where I had no idea what I was doing. And I think after that last little segue about the seizure, I think I've returned to that point where I really have no concept of what's going on or what I'm doing or how it appeals to the show here or to the audience. That's the state I want to be in, the most vulnerable, awkward, potentially humiliating state I can be in. And piano has helped me get there.
Do you want to play a couple songs now?
Okay, sure, if you want.
Yeah, you bet. Go for it. Okay. Andrew W.K., Jesse. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right. And I just want to say again, thanks so much to everybody. Let's give a big round of applause for all the guests tonight here on the show. Having some fun. So this song is called... Hey, thanks. Oh, thank you. You will remember tonight. You will remember tonight. When you remember your life, you will remember tonight. Today will be over and done with the sunrise. But the way that you feel, in time, you'll forget yesterday, you'll forget all the fears in your old life. You will remember tonight, and And after all these years, this is your life. And after all this, you will remember tonight, till the end of your days, when you remember your life. Please try to remember tonight. Oh, oh. You see when you look in the mirror, it won't be the same shape when you look at it hours from now. You will notice the change. You will always remember tonight. Na 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 na. Near 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 near. And after all these years, this is your night. Let's everybody hear it for Jesse Thorne. He will remember tonight. Ho, 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 ho. You will remember tonight. You will remember tonight. Watch what I say, you watch what I do, and I'm gonna get on you, because I really don't care, I really don't care. I know you're gonna get somewhere, cause you watch what I say, you watch what I do, I'm gonna get on you, and I really don't care, I really don't care, I really don't care. You're never going to go nowhere. Get wet when a party's dying. I get wet whenever you're crying. I get wet. I get wet. I get wet. 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 You're breaking doors and now you're on the floor. I really don't care, I really don't care. I know you're trying to get somewhere. I said, you watch what you say, watch what I do. I'm gonna get on you, cause you really don't care. You really don't care, you're never gonna go nowhere. Get wet when a part of you is dying. I get wet whenever you're crying. I get wet, 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 what? 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 Thank you.
Andrew WK is online at andrewwk.com. He's got a TV show on the Cartoon Network called Destroy, Build, Destroy. He's got a brand new album out in stores of piano improvisations called 55 Cadillac. His own nightclub in New York City where, as I understand it, Jay-Z hangs out, called Santos Party House. And guess what? He's going to be at Max FunCon. If you want more information about Max FunCon, visit us online at maxfuncon.com. When we were in Philadelphia, our musical guest was the Spinto Band. Here they are performing Jackhammer from their newest EP, Slim and Slender. That was the Spinto Band from Delaware performing Jackhammer. Their new EP is Slim and Slender. They're currently on a fall tour of the United States. That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I have been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show produced by Speaking Into Microphones. The yeoman's work on our live programs was done by the great Nick White, who also edited this show. He directed and produced our live shows. Our special thanks to all the folks at the Green Space at WNYC who are so gracious in hosting us. We'll see you online at MaximumFun.org. And by the way, you can check out me and Lonely Sandwich from You Look Nice Today have a new project called Put This On. Visit that online at putthison.com. And remember, Andrew WK at MaxFunCon, MaxFunCon.com. Is that enough freaking URLs for you? We'll see you next time on The Sound of Young America.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. More at DanaFarber.org/everywhere. Support for NPR and the following message come from Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. Their flowering shrubs and evergreens are trialed and tested by expert horticulturists for 8 to 10 years to ensure a beautiful, high-performance display in your landscape or garden. And because the team at Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs is passionate about gardening, they've put together resources to help you get started with garden projects big and small. For example, did you know that hydrangea flower buds form on branches the year before they bloom? With guides like Hydrangeas Demystified, you can learn from the experts and get your questions answered on hydrangea pruning, watering, reblooming, and more. Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are available in the distinctive white containers at garden centers nationwide, including over 50 varieties of hydrangeas. Learn more at ProvenWinnersColorChoice.com/NPR.